You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
And we have the best music on the show, or what? I love it. All right, we're going to take a few more phone calls while we get ready, get set up with our guest for the hour, Gerald Celente. So he'll be on in the next segment. But in this first segment, let's go to a few phone calls. And I will take this moment to remind you, have you taken your vitamins today? Have you taken your minerals? And if not, why not? And if it's because you don't have any, maybe you should go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of the vitamin mineral fusion sale right now. It's 40% off. You can stock up. You get a couple barrels of this stuff. Take a scoop a day and be set. Be ready. Have your body operating at maximum capacity with this incredible platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulations. It truly is great. It's one of our most popular products. It's been sold out for a little bit. It's now back in stock and it's 40% off. And if the recommendation of the fine InfoWarriors that call into this program is anything to go by, if you're only going to get one thing from InfoWarsStore.com, this should be it. This should be the one you get. I don't think you should just stop with one. I think you should try all of our products, if I'm being honest with you. But hey, if you only want one, go ahead and get the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, because it's an all-in-one, and it really will make a major difference in your life, especially when combined with, you know, a daily regimen of working out, sleeping well, and getting all your vitamins. That's what it needs. That's what you need to be healthy in today's day and age, and health is at the center of so much of what we're talking about today. So it really is of the utmost importance. And of course, we stay on the air by you going to InfoWarsStore.com. Now let's go out to the phone lines. Angus in Pennsylvania has called in about the Biden spending bill. Thanks so much for calling in. Thanks for holding, Angus. You're on the air.
Yeah, no problem, Harrison. Good morning to you. Now, holding on the phone, it wasn't as bad as me checking on my stimulus check with the IRS being on hold. So it wasn't so bad. I had a couple of quick things I wanted to say about, you know, the woke society. You know, why do these people reverse words all the time, like woke? I mean, shouldn't it be asleep?
Right.
I mean, asleep would be a better word to use instead of woke. It seems to me that they reverse a lot of things. I was at the hardware store the other day. I don't remember if it was Lowe's or Busy Beaver, and there was a young girl in line with her mother, and I was buying some nails, and the guy in front of me was buying some 2x4s. You know, I guess he was going to board up his windows or something to get ready for the riots. And, you know, basically, the little girl looked at the man, and the Lowe's employee was there, and she said, "Where do 2x4s come from?" And the Lowe's employee says, "Well, they're like potatoes. We just pick them off the potato tree. You know, they just shoot up out of the ground. You know, and we just go out there and pick them. You know, we just go out there and pick them. You know, and then we just bring them here. We spring them all here." Well, see, that's good enough for a child,
right?
You know, to believe. But what happens when you've got purple hair and you're walking around promoting abomination of the earth craziness? I mean, what are these people going to do when they kick off, you know, when they finally die?
Yeah.
Are they going to sit there at that moment and go, not now, with a COVID-19 swab up the back of the keister? I mean, it's almost ridiculous that we live in a world like this. And really, really quickly on immigration, first of all, The Open Immigration Act was signed in 1965 by Jacob Javits, and he's reported as saying, "Open the floodgates." They said it won't change the demographic of the country.
Yeah.
Back in 1965, this country was probably about 85 to 90% white.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I'd say it's probably about 50%.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was majority white. And what we see with immigration is that they are targeting these white countries like Germany with the Syrians that came in.
Yeah, well, and it goes, sorry, we're coming up against break here, but it goes farther than that. They target white communities within the United States, right? It's not enough to let people into the United States. They go, okay, Boulder, Colorado, too many white people, send people there. New Hampshire, your whiteness is a problem. We're gonna diversify you. We're gonna enrich you with diversity. We're gonna make you less white, and therefore more good. It's completely despicable, racist, and unsustainable.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air. about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God. And they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is American Journal, third hour. My guest for this hour is Gerald Celente. You know him and love him well if you're an info warrior. He, of course, is the founder and director of the Trends Research Institute. You can find his website at trendsjournal.com and his Twitter at Gerald Celente. Welcome to the program, Mr. Celente.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Harrison.
I got to know, what are your thoughts on this new supposed infrastructure bill proposed by Biden that's, $4 trillion and maybe 5% of it actually goes to things we would recognize as infrastructure like roads and bridges. The rest goes to racial redistribution. What's your opinions on this, Mr. Celente?
Well, it's just more government fraud. It never ends. And, on the infrastructure, by the way, what China has done in getting out of the COVID war was they put their money into building the infrastructure. Mm. They didn't dump it into people's pockets. And when you look at the infrastructure of China, it's way far advanced between the third world infrastructure, the rotted, crappy infrastructure that we have here.
Right.
So, again, this is just to enrich their friends, do what they want to do with the money. Very little of it's going to go, as you pointed out, into the real infrastructure. And it's more government fraud. Now you look at the bigger part of it. Where are you getting the money from?
Mm, good question.
Where are you getting it from? Oh, you're making it up.
Mm.
You're already $28 trillion in debt. And now you're coming out with this baloney that you're going to make this, you know, where are you getting the money from? Oh, I'll tell you where we're getting the money from. We're going to steal it from you.
Right.
All you are plantation workers on the global plantation of Slavelandia. We'll steal the money from you and we'll do what we want. But we're going to go deeper into debt and you're going to start seeing inflation really starting to go much higher. And what they have now, the higher inflation goes, the higher interest rates go. The higher interest rates go, the more they have to pay back on the debt and the bigger the financial crisis becomes. But we won't talk about that because we're politicians and all we know how to do is BS and the people believe it.
Yeah, this is the amazing thing is just that it's all coming from our pockets. So you have this massive class of people that work for the government. You have the just huge number of private enterprises that are funded entirely by the government. So essentially you have a very, very small number of actual Americans in the private industry actually creating things. And all of this other stuff is just leeches sucking all of that productivity out and putting it towards stuff that doesn't create. It only destroys.
Exactly. Look, it's the whole look at the military industrial complex. And the so-called military-industrial intelligence. Mm. Yeah, the intelligence, the brain of a flea. What intelligence? What is it, over $1 trillion a year we're dumping into this system?
Right.
Listen to General Dwight D. Eisenhower, five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, two-term American president, his farewell address. 1961, January, warning the American people that the military-industrial complex was robbing the nation of the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. Here we are. They've robbed us. And with attitudes. Look at the guy that they're playing defense secretary now. Mm-hmm. The one before, Mad Dog Mattis. Oh, yeah, my kind of guy. They're robbing us, stealing us. They're destroying the country right in front of our eyes. I mentioned about China. You look at one of our top trends for 2021. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Mad Dog Mattis. Yeah. He loved killing. He even said it.
Right.
Yeah. You look at one of our top trends. The 21st century is going to be the Chinese century.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken over.
By plan, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. By imbecile, moron, psychopaths, sociopaths, and pathological liars that people call politicians. Got it?
Yeah. And you know.
And I want to mention something, too, about the caller that came in and talking about racial discrimination. I want to sue the NBA and the NFL. They have too many black players.
It's an outrage.
It's an outrage. We need more white players. No, you don't need the best. No. You don't need the best. Hey, yo, let's put a woman. They don't have enough women, and they don't have enough white people. So get rid of these black people. Just because they're better at it, that doesn't make them qualified.
You know, now
we should be suing them.
Now it's going to the Supreme Court. Biden is saying he was going to, regardless of merit, he will put a black woman on the Supreme Court. So one of the highest offices in the land.
How damn race. Stupid could you be? And this is not a racist nation. Are there racists? And of course there are. There are morons, imbeciles, liars, cowards, freaks, and fools everywhere. Name it. This is not a racist nation. Get this in your head, everybody. You don't elect a guy by the name of Barack Obama if you're a racist nation.
Right.
Got it? Oh, and how about that other wonderful, what color was he? Yeah, a couple of shades darker than me. Colin Powell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you remember him. Yeah, you know what goes in a colon? Crap. And that's the crap that he sold us. The lying guy who told us that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. And here's the proof. It came right out of my colon and I shoved it down your throat. Hey, how about that other guy? Too big to fail. Oh, you remember the bankster guy. What was his name? He was the Attorney General Holder. Oh, what color was he? Yeah, hold this, man. The banksters were too big to jail, and he's working for the big law firm, the White Shoe Boys, that keeps the crooks stealing our dough. Oh, and how about Condoleezza Rice? Oh, yeah. Oh, no, not white rice. She's the rice that told us that. The next mushroom cloud you see. Oh, yeah, the one that said Saddam Hussein's going to blow us off the earth. Oh, and how about Susan Rice? Oh, yeah, we wrote about her in the Current Trends Journal. She's only worth about $53 million or something like that. Yeah, oh, yeah, she's the one. We got to get that guy Gaddafi out of there. Oh, if only a woman was in charge. All right, I've had enough of this garbage.
You know, you're talking about the Iraq war. You're making me long for the halcyon days when the government actually felt the need to justify their military procedures, right? At least they had the courtesy to lie to us and say, there's a big threat over there we have to deal with. Now we're going to war with China. We've got troops lining up in the Ukraine. We're going to war with Syria. They don't even bother to fabricate a reason anymore. They don't even bother justifying it. There's no reason. There's no answer. It's just, they use the term strategic interest, and suddenly bombs are flying.
Look at that. Keep that picture there. Look at this little boy. Another guy born on third base and thought he had a home run.
Yep.
This little slimy lion SOB would be nobody if daddy wasn't George. Oh, and how about Prescott Bush? Oh, yeah, the guy that was selling stuff to Hitler. Yeah, that one. These little arrogant boys. I got one over here, Cuomo. Mm-hmm. The Cuomo kid. Yeah, fill him up, Cuomo. That took people out of sick people out of hospitals and put them into nursing homes and brought the COVID there and destroyed them. Look, another arrogant little boy. Take a trip up to Canada. Trudeau. Nothing true about that little dough crap. Another daddy's boy. It's one big club and we ain't in it, as George Carlin said.
Yeah, the Cuomos are the perfect example because you got the one kid in politics and the one kid in media. I mean, if you're the son of a politician or the daughter of a politician, you get your choice. You either become powerful in one way, powerful in the other. Who loses out? The American people. More with Gerald Celente on the other side. We're just getting started.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural products you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's natural defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
We're back, folks. It's American Journal. Gerald Celente is my guest. His website, trendsjournal.com, Twitter, at Gerald Celente. Now, I have a couple questions to ask you. I want to read you a couple quotes, Mr. Celente, from this Hill article called White House Moves to Reshape the Role of U.S. Capitalism. And, of course, the economy is, you know, one of your primary realms of expertise. So I want to know what you make of this. They say this ambitious proposal effectively transforms the relationship between the government and the private sector, making radical changes to key sectors of the economy that will be felt for years down the road. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, says this, quote, "It takes on a whole different perspective on government. Ever since Ronald Reagan, it's been about government dysfunction. We need smaller government, less government, etc. This is the complete opposite. It's saying the government and only government can solve problems we have because they're so large and beyond any of us." So what's your take on this completely reimagining the role of U.S. capitalism by the tyrants in our government right now?
Well, capitalism has been, you know, they destroyed it a long time ago. And this is just a continuation of it. They did away with antitrust laws, such as the Robinson-Patman Act, Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act. When I was a young guy, there were things called stationery stores,
right,
and hardware stores. There weren't Home Depots and Office Depots and Lowe's and Staples. There were stationery stores. There were hardware stores. They did away with antitrust acts that there weren't Walmarts. I remember when the whole Walmart thing began, and there was this guy back in the mid-'80s warning that if they let this keep happening, they were going to wipe out small towns and a lot of businesses.
Right.
And then when the whole Lowe's and the Home Depot started, they started bragging about how the people that used to own their own hardware stores went to work for
Home Depot,
the big chains.
Yeah.
So what they've done is they've monopolized the entire society.
Right.
And the same thing in the you look at the communications industry, the Federal Communications Act under murderous, slimy, low-life piece of garbage, scum, crap Bill Clinton. Now you have six companies that control the entire media. So, yes, the government, they have bought out the government. It's not a revolving door. They run the show.
Right.
Look who is the Treasury Secretary. They got a woman. Oh, they got a woman. Oh, I should be so happy. Save your crap. I don't care if it's a man, a woman, black, white, green, yellow. Where does she come from? Oh, the Federal Reserve.
Yep.
All right. You got the federal. They're not federal. That's a BS word. They're a private organization. They're banks. So now you got the banksters right in front of your eyes running the Treasury. So the big story of, oh, they're going to do this, they're going to do that, they're in total control. The government, along with the monopolies, are running and ruining our lives. They have destroyed capitalism. It's only for the rich. And I'm not making those numbers up. All you have to do is look at the fact they got $4 trillion richer since they launched the COVID war a year ago. The billionaires got $4 trillion bigger. Oh, and by the way, did you see the unemployment numbers that just came out again? People signing up. Oh, there were only about 35,000 more than they had thought there would be. Okay, so now let's put this big picture together. The streets are dead. I went out last night over here. Across the river, there's a place called Rhinebeck. Rhinebeck is like the Hamptons of when you go north to New York City. I moved there in 1979. It was a very cool place. Artists. I left there because it got you know, just too tight for me. And anyway, it's a very, very wealthy area. I went there last night, 8 o'clock at night, the streets were empty.
Right.
Most of the restaurants are still closed down. Dead. Dead. The streets are dead. They're dead. You go to Midtown in New York, it's no town, man. It's dead. Oh, but filled with homeless people.
Right.
Oh, by the way, on the homeless issue, if this virus was so deadly, how come there's no homeless people filling up the hospitals? Nobody ever talks about that. You know why? Because they have the people that are dying, the facts are there. Up in Canada, according to Lancet, 80% of the people that died are from nursing homes.
Mm.
Obesity, type 2 diabetics, respiratory ailments. Nobody ever talks about getting healthy. Right. It's not allowed. You're not allowed, and the products that you're selling on InfoWars are the kind of products that people need to get healthy and stay healthy. And by the way, this was the first book I worked on. I didn't write it. I worked on it. Natural Healing. 1984, when nobody was talking about this stuff. And I got this thing with all these chins. Oh, we're so happy we got a transgender. That's our health secretary. This thing telling me about health. Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola. Go, all those chins from Chinatown you got. They got more chins than Chinatown. And you're telling me about health. Oh, how, and look at the little clown doing his hand jobs over there. Can't you put words under there? We've got to hire these people to tell. We're wasting our money with some clown there. Hey, I got a finger for you over here. Here's some signs. Look at the freak show that we have. All right? It's a freak show in everybody's eyes. And the people better support InfoWars. Alex Jones is 100% right. And the same thing with our Trends Journal. I just got censored from LinkedIn. If they could put up the cover of the current Trends Journal.
Yeah, it's a great cover, too.
We got censored for that.
Mm.
All right? America, this is not my America. I am a true American patriot, not a little slime ball like a Zuckerberg, like a Dorsey. Like that other guy. You look at the pictures of these guys. They're not Americans. They're from another planet of hell. And that's what they're doing to us. That other guy from Alphabet, you put these three guys together, man. It's an alien freak show.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, you want to talk about, but hey, you know what? At least I think cross-dressing has a long and storied history in the United States government. We know J. Edgar Hoover, father of the FBI, esteemed gentleman. He used to wear a dress around, right? Some lacy underwear and stuff. We're just
carrying on a
long and storied tradition of our corporate overlords doing weird stuff behind the scenes. Now they're just doing it out in the open. Another wonderful advancement brought to you by the globalists in charge. Incredible stuff. We'll be back to destroy the establishment on the other side. Stay with us.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media, they control big pharma, they control academia, they control the military, industrial complex, they control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and ban that video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you, because we know we're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, so much more still to discuss with Gerald Celente, founder and director of the Trends Research Institute, Trends Journals, trendsjournal.com, I should say, Twitter, at Gerald Celente. I saw this this tweet. So this was from, I don't know if you saw this, Gerald, the Reddit investors Twitter handle. So those are the people that, of course, caused a bunch of worry earlier this year when they did the GameStop prank. I don't even know what you'd call that. But so they got a lot of following from that. So they tweet out this incredible list of the price increases of things like steel, lumber, oil, soybeans, corn, copper. Steel is up 145%. Things like cotton are up 35%. Cattle is up 21%. And they say inflation is coming. And then they tag the Federal Reserve and they say, very nice job you did there, Federal Reserve. And then they reveal the Federal Reserve's official Twitter blocks them. They blocked Reddit investors. How dare you call us out? How dare you blame us for what we have decided we're in charge of? So, you know, what's your input on this? Are we going to see inflation, and is it the Federal Reserve's fault?
Well, the Federal Reserve and the United States government, by dumping in all this cheap money. Mm-hmm. Where are you getting the money? I mean, could... If any of us went into debt like that, we'd be called irresponsible.
Right.
You're not having income coming in. You're losing your income, and you're going and you're borrowing more money to spend. I mean, it's totally insanity right in front of our eyes. So between the Federal Reserve pumping money in and the government's pumping money in, yes, there's an inflationary spiral. And when, again, we write about it in detail in the Trends Journal. And I just want to mention this to everyone listening. You know, do what you can to support InfoWars. And, you know, they say, you know, tomorrow's news today, our line is history before it happens.
Right.
You know, we're talking about the trends going on, what they mean, and how you can prepare, prosper, and prevail. So we need your support. So support InfoWars. These products are great. And I, you know, I put my money where my mouth is. One of my favorites is Super Male Vitality.
I can tell.
It's going, you know, and I got it right here. And, you know, this wasn't like a promo thing. It's just that I have it all the time.
No one's going to claim you lack vitality, sir. That's now we know where it comes from.
I got that Super Male Vitality. You know, the older you get, you know, the more you need this stuff.
Right.
So anyway, support it because they're going to do everything they can to blackball us.
Right.
Oh, I can't say blackball. I got to say whiteball. I'm sorry. They got to whiteball us. But anyway, it's the truth. Just like you said what they did with calling out the Federal Reserve. Just as I showed you, LinkedIn took our cover off. They call that, you know, they had this whole BS line of why you can't do it.
Yeah.
So going back to the inflation, the higher inflation goes, the higher interest rates go. They're going to have to raise interest rates. The only things that's keeping this fraud alive are zero interest rate policy and negative interest rate policy over there in Europe and Japan.
Mm.
So now when interest rates go up, the money junkies, that morons, imbeciles, stupid clowns, and the prostitutes in the business media call Wall Street, they're money junkies. They're money junkies. That's all they are. They're addicts.
Right.
They need the cheap money to keep playing the game. Once the interest rates go up, the markets go down. When these phony equity markets crash because the PE ratios are way out of line, and now you have all these, you know, people, young people gambling on the game. This is reminiscent of the dot-com bust.
Mm.
When this thing breaks, when Wall Street fails, then the reality of how bad it is on Main Street is going to be known.
Right.
That's why you're seeing Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies going up. And people know that the dollars, the coin, the fake money is going to burst. Going back to gold and silver, the reason why gold and silver prices haven't gone up as fast as they should be is because people are going into the cryptocurrencies as an alternative. However, while we nail the price of Bitcoin to the T in our Trends Journal in June, when it broke over 10,000, we said it was on its way up. We did gold 2 years ago when it was $1,300 an ounce. We nailed it when it would go higher, and it's around, you know, 1720. It hit 2,000, near 2,000. Almost 1,900 this year. So maybe even higher. But anyway, now it's back down because people are going into cryptocurrencies. But here's what we're saying. They are going to ban the cryptocurrencies or bring them down big because they're all going to get into digital money. China's already doing it. When you go into digital money, and now these low-life, slimy pieces of scum crap called politicians, politics that suck the life out of us, they know every penny that you spent, where you spent it, how you spent it, who you spent it on. And that goes back into more of our technocracy of them running and ruling and knowing everything about our lives. So they can get every penny. So when they go digital, they're going to wipe out a lot of the digital currencies. They're going to ban them.
Mm.
So that's why we're still more bullish on gold and silver. And our forecast this year is gold to be 2,100 and silver to be around over $50 an ounce. So the inflation is happening. It's in front of everybody's eyes. But here's the other thing. Look how much housing prices have gone up.
Right.
No, wrong. You don't put housing into the consumer price index.
Oh.
That's how rigged the game is. They don't put all the real facts into the CPI because these, again, Bill Clinton, that murderous piece of garbage scum, they're the ones that started it. You're not getting the real inflation numbers because then Social Security, they'd have to pay more.
I see.
They kept these down. If you want the real numbers, you go to Shadow Stats. John Williams Shadow Stats. And you see the real numbers. We're looking at inflation probably around 24% or something like that. It's way much higher.
Well, we've seen it in, people are reporting, things like plywood. Plywood used to, a year ago, you could buy a sheet of plywood for $6. Now it's like $49. So,
yeah,
building material, the cost is absolutely skyrocketing at unsustainable rates.
Yes. According to the Housing Association, the average house, it costs now $24,000 more just because of lumber, like you were mentioning.
Right. Just because of lumber. Well, and, I've talked about it here just in personal experience. I know young families that are trying to buy a house. Now, Austin in particular is particularly bad place to try to buy a house, but they're finding that they have to offer $250,000 over asking price to even be competitive. So we're creating a world where young families with two working parents with well-paying jobs cannot afford to buy a house. And while homeless camps are exploding everywhere, you either have to be a millionaire to own a small, humble house, or you're on the street living in a tent at risk of your life constantly.
Yes, because they've wiped out the land of opportunity by giving it all to the bigs, so you can't open up your own business. You cannot be an entrepreneur. Hey, but you could work in an essential business.
Mm-hmm.
We got to close down all the little people. Get your job at Amazon. Make after all your expenses, $62.50 a week, and you're left with a hernia. It's a great job.
Yeah, it's so true. And now they're just openly talking about, stuff like they're all going to pull out of Georgia because Georgia passed the voter law. So now if you displease the corporations, they'll bankrupt your whole state. You don't go against them, they'll destroy you. So they're coming out in the open with it now. And it's trouble ahead, trouble water ahead. And Gerald Celente of TrendsJournal.com has forecasted it all accurately in the past and accurately in the future.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now. Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Challenge. First of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time, because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it, because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, welcome back. So much more to discuss still in this final segment with Gerald Celente. TrendsJournal.com is the website. At Gerald Celente is the Twitter, where you can find his thoughts. Cogent, as always. Now, I read this article a little bit earlier in the show, Gerald, column from LA Times titled, "The GOP is hating on vaccine passports. Take it as a sign the passports are legitimate." This was written in response to the outcry about this guy's tweet, where he said, "Vaccine passports are a good idea. Among other things, it will help single out the large contingent of people who refuse vaccines, who will be foreclosed from doing a lot of things their peers can do. That should help break the resistance down." This is the totalitarian, arrogant, despicable talk that we're hearing from people who, frankly, think they're better than you and I. And you had another statement that you'd read from our good friend Joe Scarborough. I mean, what's going on here? I mean, these people just think they can lord over everything. And if we resist them, we must be broken down and destroyed and have our resistance undermined by excluding us from, you know, basic activities of human life. What gives them this power trip?
Well, gives them the power trip is we've lost our freedom. If you don't say what they want you to say, then you're censored.
Right.
Again, they censored that cover on LinkedIn.
A picture.
Of the Trends Journal. I mean, how could that be censored? And by the way, these are for Anthony Frieda, is our artist. The one cover after another there. I mean, these are award-winning things. I mean, look at that. Dr. Strangevax. You know? And a fan, by the way, sent that idea of Dr. Strangelove, and then we took it from there.
Right. Well, it's a great photo. I love it because Dr. Strangelove is my favorite movie in the entire world. So I love the picture as it is. But, you know, this is in line, isn't it? I remember there's an artist called Zurius. He did instrumental music. He was censored from YouTube for being racist. How can instrumental music that has no words and is just instruments playing, how could that possibly be objectionable or racist in any way? In the same way, how is an image of Bill Gates writing a vaccine What is their complaint about this? I mean, it's literally just, you know, to show doubt. It's like the face crimes from 1984. Just by somehow making fun of Bill Gates or poking fun at putting him in a strange situation, it can't be allowed, even though it's not actually a statement. It's not factual or infactual. It's literally just mind control going on here.
Exactly. And it's so, and here's a quote from that little boy of nothing, this Scarborough. And it was his wife. What was
Minka or something?
Yeah, Brzezinski. Father. A father, Brzezinski, another murderous guy. You know, he loved war. He loved, wonderful guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I used to be on with her, by the way, when she first started. It was one of the dumbest people I've ever been on the media with. You know, I used to be on Oprah, the Today Show. I used to be on everybody at one time. Anyway, she was really, you know... This is Scarborough this week about people not wanting the vaccines. Quote, they're being stupid. They're following conspiracy theories. They don't understand because maybe they're such morons. If you don't want to take the vaccine and they want to die, that's their right as Americans. They can live in ignorance and stupidity. Hey, little boy, come over here and talk to me like that. I put out a magazine, you little piece of prostitute crap. They're prostitutes. They're media whores that get paid by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters to put out. I put out a magazine. What was the last week? Oh, it was only about 156 pages. No ads. I know all the facts, Junior. And the facts, this vaccination you're talking about, a little boy, it hasn't even been approved by the FDA.
Right.
How about FUDA? Well, I can't use the word, but that's about as useless as they are. Oh, just to make the point about the FDA, former FDA chief says social distancing mandate wasn't based on science.
No, it was based on nothing.
Yeah.
They just came up with
distancing.
It.
But this is this little clown boy, Gottlieb. Yeah, got crap. The 6-foot distancing requirement has probably been the single costliest mitigation tactic that we've employed in response to COVID. And it really wasn't based on clear science. We should have readjusted this much earlier. This is a little slime ball scum that pushed it down our throat a year ago.
Yeah.
They're making us crap up. So this little boy, Scarborough, I put a scar in his burrow. Anyway, you ready?
Yeah.
Our government, our sports team, our concert promoters damned well better put together something where you can show your vaccine receipt.
Yeah.
This anti-science idiocy, you know, let them do that under a rock in their caves. Anti-science idiocy, you little idiot moron. Hey, you want to take that AstraZeneca one with the blood clots? Yeah, look at this little piece of, this arrogant little tight boy. Look at this little arrogant. Look at that. Arrogant little nothing. And what happened to that woman that died that they say maybe he had something, but I don't know about that. Scarborough. Scar crap.
The ego on these people. But this is I like to call it the wheel of conspiracy, and it always turns, right? We a year ago were saying this is all to create vaccine passports.
Yep.
That's a conspiracy.
Yep.
That's crazy. Then the wheel turns and it's, okay, maybe you were right, but it's not everything that you say. And then it turns a little bit more to where it's, yes, they are vaccine passports, and actually you're a crazy conspiracy theorist for resisting it or not letting us do that. So it goes from that's insane and nonsense to it's real and mandatory and you're insane for resisting it. It's over and over this happens.
You know, and then, you know, when you put this vaccine passport together, this is a big one. You know who controls Israel? It's the Ashkenazis. They're from the Khazar region.
Mm-hmm.
Ashkenazi. They're the first ones that came out with the passport.
Right.
Israel. Israel, where they went there to be free from the Nazis, and now you got the Ashkenazis that are the ones that pushing the passport. And there's a movement in Israel, by the way, against this. And they're saying that, and again, this is from the Jerusalem Times, so I'm not, you know, being anti-Semitic here. They're saying this, the people are coming out and saying this is like putting the Jewish sign during the Nazi time when you had to wear the star.
Right. Yeah, we showed a video earlier this week of a Nazi survivor saying exactly that same thing and saying this is worse because it's all of society and they're all going along with it. I want to play. We have just enough time since you brought it up. Clip number four, guys. This is Bibi Netanyahu essentially saying it'll be fine. We just need two vaccines every year for the rest of time. Let's go to Netanyahu here. I'll narrate. He says, we're working on bringing a further 36 million vaccines to the citizens of Israel to secure the health of our citizens. I want to explain why. The vaccines we have, no one knows how long they last. We wrote in the Green Pass half year, but it may be last a year. We hope it will be more. We need to prepare for the worst scenario. The worst scenario is that we have to vaccinate every half year 9 million citizens. So there you go. Gerald,
there you go.
Just twice a year for the rest of time.
That's it. And again, the Ashkenazi, I mean, you look, that's the way you spell it. N-A-Z-I at the end, and you just heard him.
Yeah. Well, look, you know.
And again, the point is perfect. They're going to, every year, they're going to say we need to get vaccinated. This is the new flu vaccine that they wanted, that people weren't getting. So now, how much is Big Pharma making off this already? I think $17 billion?
Yeah, plenty. They're making plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, as we're told by the media, the Nazis are the biggest threat that America faces right now. So to defeat the Nazis, we have to brand people that don't comply. We have to eliminate free speech. We have to have the corporations and the government merge into one super entity. We have to, I mean, it's like all the thing the Nazis did that we hated, that we fought them for, now we're implementing them, and the excuse is because we're fighting the Nazis. It's nonsense, clown world. I can't make heads or tails of it. It makes me want to crawl under a rock like Joe Scarborough suggests we do.
Yeah, yeah. And again, everybody listening, you know, please do what you can to support InfoWars. They're going to do everything they can to censor us. And, of course, the Trends Journal. There's no magazine like it, you know, in the world. But you really, we have to keep the truth alive. Because if we don't, all aboard, next train to Auschwitz, and put on your mask.
Yeah, make sure you wear your mask in the death camp. We don't want you getting sick in the death camp. That's exactly right. Thank you, Gerald Celente, on Twitter, at Gerald Celente, trendsjournal.com. Thank you so much for being with us, sir.
Thank you.
I actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too, at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 1st of April, April Fool's Day. What a day. Day where you can't trust any headline in the media. You have to second guess everything. Wait, am I being lied to? Is this a trick? Yeah, it's just like every day here at InfoWars. And we'll help you separate the fact from the fiction, the lies from reality. A lot of stories covered today. Gerald Celente will be joining me in the third hour. Our InfoWars cameraman and editor of this program, Zach, will be on with me in the second hour to discuss his experience on the border. I was talking to him yesterday after the show, hearing him recount some of his experiences down there in South Texas, and they were truly mind-boggling. So I asked him to come on the show and share them with us. That'll be in the second hour, your daily dispatch, and so much more coming up. But first, I want to go to this report filed on the border by Owen Schroyer about the pipeline, the human smuggling pipeline that is springing up. This video is on band.videoandinfowars.com. Biden administration facilitating child molestation, rape, and trafficking with illegal immigration operation. Here it is.
Owen Schroyer here from InfoWars.com, and I have really horrifying news to break right now about what is happening inside the illegal immigration facilities here in Texas. Now, we have a source, obviously wishing to remain anonymous, inside the big center. I'll just say that they want to keep, you know, as much anonymity about this as possible, but it's inside the big center. And the kids inside the center, when they get putting into the rooms or into play areas, the kids are having sex with one another and engaging in sexual acts and masturbation. And their brothers and sisters doing it, and the kids are doing it to each other. Now, this is a new phenomenon. And the source is saying it's shocking and horrifying. And what this represents is pretty obvious, isn't it? So these children, on their way in, part of the illegal immigration scheme, are obviously being molested on their way in. So we are now openly allowing children to be molested as they travel the mile, 100-mile, 1,000-mile trip, whatever, through Central America, and then they get to America, and they're in these facilities, and then they reenact what's been done to them on their brothers and sisters and other children around them. Think about how sick that is. Now, I got to tell you, what I've realized just from being around here and talking, the people that are working for the organizations seem to be politicized. They don't want to talk. They think you're bad if you show them on camera. You can tell they're nervous when media's around, nervous when camera's around, because they know what they're doing is illegal. So there is a political side to this, and it's mostly from the volunteers and the churches. But when we talk to Border Patrol and we talk to people inside the facilities, they're dying for these reports to get out. They're dying for the truth to get out. And the problem is, they're getting gagged. They're being told not to talk about it. And InfoWars is the only people they know that will tell the truth. So, like, they're, like, tongue-in-cheek, like, yeah, I can't comment, but here's what's really going on. Yeah, please keep me anonymous, but this is what I saw inside the facility. So, I mean, they know how bad this is. But when you try to talk to the people that are volunteering from the Catholic Church and driving them, they seem politicized. They seem like this is a political thing for them to do, whether it's anti-American or they think it's like anti-Trump or they just think it's anti-you because you want to have a country. That's their bent. They really think they're sticking it to you by bringing all these illegal immigrants here. And so it's really amazing. And when I talk to them, I'm like, no, wait a second, man. Because they're like, oh, no comment. No, we can't talk. I'm like, you know, this is your country, too. These are your tax dollars, too. Oh, no, no, we don't care. No, we don't want to talk about it. So, but think about this, folks. Children are being molested, and now they're coming into the United States and getting into these facilities and reenacting what's been done to them. Now, these kids are being put in hotel rooms with people. We don't even know if it's their parents. We don't even have a data processing. These kids could just be disappeared from the hotel and nobody would even know. So there you go, folks. The Biden administration is facilitating child rape and molestation with this open border, illegal immigrant invasion. And it's sick, and it's only going to get worse. And you watch. Someday, this will be mainstream news.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is, your daily dispatch for the 1st of April, 2021. We begin with the story that's been going viral, as well as a video to go with it. Smugglers drop girls 3 and 5 from border fence in New Mexico desert. This tweet from the CBP chief, Gloria Chavez, says smugglers under the cover of night scaled a 14-foot border barrier and cruelly dropped 2 young children in the middle of the New Mexico desert. The girls, ages 3 and 5, were left miles from the nearest residence. This was caught on video in the dead of night, them scaling the fence and dropping a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old to the ground, and then throwing items that appeared to be belongings after them. The footage was tweeted by El Paso Sector Chief Patrol Agent Gloria Chavez and occurred, quote, miles from the nearest residence. The little girls were rescued by agents who spotted them while conducting virtual surveillance. Quote, I'm appalled by the way these smugglers viciously drop innocent children from a 14-foot barrier last night. If not for the vigilance of our agents using mobile technology, these 2 tender-age siblings would have been exposed to the harsh elements of the desert environment for hours, Chavez says. We're currently working with our law enforcement partners in Mexico and attempting to identify these ruthless human smugglers so as to hold them accountable to the fullest extent of the law. They're beautiful humans that we have to bankrupt ourselves to keep in business. More than 4,000 migrants, many children held in cramped Texas facility. We'll get more into that in today's program. I won't say some inappropriate things that maybe I could. Let's just hope these children weren't part of the 80% who cross over Mexico and are abused for that privilege. Another story in the headline today. 4 people, including a child, were killed in a mass shooting in an office complex in Orange, California. A 5th victim was wounded and transported to a local hospital in critical condition, Lieutenant Jennifer Ahmet said. Police responded to calls of shot fired around 5:30 p.m. and encountered gunshots when they got to the scene, Ahmet said during a news conference. We don't have any news as to who the shooter or the victims were or the reason by which he or she carried out these shootings, although we have heard that the shooter himself was injured and taken to the hospital and taken into custody. We'll wait to find out the races involved before we decide whether or not to cover this. because we're the mainstream media, and that's how things are decided. Here's perhaps the largest story in the news today. Biden will announce a $4 trillion infrastructure plan with massive tax hikes. President Biden announced this yesterday on a live stream with 4,300 viewers watching. 4,300 viewers watching the president of the United States. We'll get more into that as well. President Biden will outline his massive $3 to $4 trillion infrastructure plan, which will create four tax increases around $1.8 trillion. The commander-in-chief's Build Back Better proposal, which, of course, is the vernacular dictated to him and his followers by Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, and the Great Reset. So when they say Build Back Better, what you can hear is you'll own nothing, you'll have no privacy, and you'll be happy. His Build Back Better proposal, a centerpiece of his post-COVID campaign message, will be split into two packages for Congress to pass. The first, the White House said, will focus on infrastructure investments specifically, but we'll expose that in a second. The second will focus on funding domestic policy areas of Democratic concern, such as providing universal pre-K, tuition-free community college, as well as health care. As for taxes, the Biden's main priority will be to raise the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%. New York Post frames this as Biden's job plan is a horrific con job. His family's American Families plan drops in a few weeks with another $2 trillion in spending. This comes on top of his $1.9 trillion so-called COVID relief package and the $4 trillion that Congress okayed last year, a quarter of it still unspent. He says this is the moment to reimagine and build a new economy, the White House said. A new economy, because the old one wasn't working when the government came in and demanded that the entire economy shut down for a year. As for the infrastructure that's supposedly at the plan's center, even the White House doesn't pretend that more than a third of the money would go for roads, bridges, and so on, and it could be as little as 5%. The biggest single part of this is actually $400 billion for more and higher paid home care workers. Why? Well, Biden says such workers, mostly women of color, have been, quote, unseen, underpaid, and undervalued. In fact, the White House boasts that this plan uniquely, quote, prioritizes addressing longstanding and persistent racial injustice. By the way, that doesn't even mean to target 40% of the benefits of climate and clean infrastructure investments to disadvantaged communities. What does that even mean? Apparently, per the White House, it involves making the imagined, quote, new jobs created in clean energy, manufacturing and infrastructure somehow, quote, accessible to women and people of color. Biden also aims to revive dying corporate, dying private sector unions with items like $10 billion for civilian climate corps and good paying union jobs with workers advancing environmental justice, whatever that means. So suffice it to say, this is a $4 trillion reparations program to tax the white citizens of America and redistribute that money for made up jobs for people of color. Colored people, as they like to say. We'll get into that a little bit more in a while. I want to compare and contrast New York Times' coverage of Trump's $200 billion over 10-year infrastructure plan versus their same, you know, New York Times' same coverage of Biden's $2 trillion over 8 years. When it was Trump, they said, quote, coming up with the $200 billion in federal funding will not be easy. Republicans have already ballooned the deficit in last week's spending agreement with their tax cuts. Democrats are unlikely to go along with cuts that would offset the costs of Trump's plans. With Biden, they say, but even spread over years, the scale of this proposal underscores how fully Mr. Biden has embraced the opportunity to use federal spending to address longstanding social and economic challenges in a way not seen in half a century. You got a little shoe shine on your lips there, New York Times. The Hill reports White House moves to reshape the role of U.S. capitalism, and we'll explain exactly how that will take place in just a little bit. Now we move on to COVID and the vaccine passports. L.A. Times writes, the GOP is hating on vaccine passports. Take it as a sign. The passports are legitimate. What does that even mean? They're legitimate? Yeah, they work. I mean, it's not like anybody's questioning whether or not you can force an entire population to carry with them electronic tracking devices that dictate whether or not they're permitted inside stores or to community events. It's certainly possible. No one's saying it's not. The question is whether it's establishing a technocratic slave class. That's the question. Over 100 fully vaccinated people in Washington state test positive for COVID-19. So that's nice. New York State rather, will officially begin requiring vaccine passports on April 2nd. So enjoy April 1st. Ladies and gentlemen, today is your last day of freedom in New York. The Mark of the Beast arrives tomorrow. 15 million doses of J&J vaccines were ruined by an ingredient mix-up. Maybe your skin will peel off slightly slower now. We don't know. Only those with COVID passports will be able to return to their daily lives. That's according to the South Korean prime minister. Meanwhile, negative COVID tests for sale are flooding the dark web as people look for creative ways around these absurd strictures. Texas COVID cases dropped to a record low just 3 weeks after the mask mandate ends. We'll bring you more information about that as well. Mask mandates, lockdowns now conclusively proven to be completely useless, unless, of course, your goal is to destroy the economy in order to usher in a new global world order in which a technocratic elite have total control over the movements, economy, and very minds of the average working person. Then it worked great. Meanwhile, Justice Department seeks to revoke the pretrial release of two members of the Proud Boys. Because remember, if you riot and burn down a building in Portland, you'll be released that night. But if you dared to take a stroll through the Capitol without express permission, you will be contained in solitary confinement for the foreseeable future, possibly charged with sedition and sent to jail for 10 to 20 years for daring to speak out against your technocratic leaders.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24:9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
My goodness, folks. What to say? What to say about what's going on in the world today? A lot of censorship news, a lot of news about corporate control, much news about immigration, of course. Also, do you know we're about to go to war with the rest of the world? That should maybe be at the top of everyone's list. Really incredible stuff. I'm going to go and open up the phone lines nice and early today, since we do have two guests and we'll want to get calls in. I put out a call yesterday for callers to call in saying that we're doing a little bit new format where we're trying to go as quickly as possible through calls, and you guys responded to that clarion call admirably, and it worked very well. So let's do it again, shall we? The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call at American Journal to express your thoughts. What are your thoughts about this Biden job plan, the infrastructure plan, where only 5% is actually going to infrastructure and the rest is going to racial wealth distribution? Where does this go? Where does it end? Well, you could look at South Africa if you wanted. Of course, reparations are being enacted on a local basis throughout the United States. We'll get into that with Gerald Celente as well, since he's the economic mastermind. But I want to read this article because I didn't realize what this was all about. I hadn't had a chance to breeze through this before the show, but I was just looking at it in the break, and well, it's pretty interesting. I think we'll go through it now. What I didn't realize was that this was written by a guy we covered yesterday. We covered yesterday a tweet by a man named Harry Littman, and this article is in response to the backlash to his tweet. So the column from LA Times is titled, "The GOP is hating on vaccine passports. Take it as a sign the passports are legitimate." So this is how easy these psychological operations are at this point. Just like they can say everything from the filibuster to secure voting to being nice to dogs to wanting to reopen your school. Whatever benefits them to oppose it is racism. It sort of works like that, where they just say, hey, you know what? The GOP is hating on forcing human beings to wear dog collars to be led by a leash if they want to go outside. Take it as a sign that that's legitimate. Essentially what he's saying. He says this: anyone with a Twitter presence gets used to setting off the occasional firestorm. If you're saying you just keep your distance, a conflagration, I know the word, I ignited Monday, however, it took me by surprise and left me wanting to delve into the fury. He says, what I wrote was this, quote, "Vaccine passports are a good idea. Among other things, it will single out the still large contingent of people who refuse vaccines, who will be foreclosed from doing a lot of things their peers can do. This should help break the resistance down." So clearly this statement is psychopathic, completely beyond the realm of sane human interaction. I don't know if you call it hubris, the control freak attitude that this embodies, basically saying, look, we can literally foreclose on people if they do not obey us, if they do not immediately capitulate to whatever demands we place on them, they should be foreclosed from doing anything else any of the good little slaves do. And that'll help weed them out, and it'll help break the resistance down. You know, if somebody doesn't want to do something that you want them to do, don't try to convince them. No, no. Ban them from regular life until they're so morally destroyed that you can impose your will upon them with ease. He says the responses came packed with outrage and venom. Easily half analogized the idea of passports to Jews forced to wear yellow stars in Hitler's Germany or to South African apartheid. I was either a fascist or a Nazi or a communist. A large number included threats of personal violence. Well, what do you think you're threatening when you say we're going to inject you with something? And if you refuse, we will foreclose on your ability to participate in regular life. And we'll break your resistance down. It's violence with one step removed. So what accounts for such broad and passionate opposition to the idea of vaccine passports, which are already in use in Israel? What accounts for this? Is it hatred? Is it stupidity? Is it that we've known this was coming and we were called a conspiracy theorist for the last year for saying this was the whole point of the entire pandemic? The lockdown, the economic destruction, the masks, it's all about breaking your will. This is the big problem, is that his tweet exposes the entire plan. It's like, well, if we just authoritarian, totalitarian, use authoritarian and totalitarian methods to destroy the will of the people, then they won't resist us when we attempt to impose our dictates upon them. And that's what it's been about the entire time. This is the ultimate culmination of all of this lockdown madness. Says, I think the nub of the matter is the wrongheadedness about the appropriate balance between freedom and authority when a pandemic is raging. Well, the pandemic is raging. First, let's sweep away the most far-fetched of the objections. Comparisons to yellow stars and apartheid, for example, aren't useful. Not useful to Harry Littman. There's nothing heinous, illegitimate, or even out of the ordinary about officialdom classifying groups differently. So there you go. So it's not the same, but it is the same, and it's okay, and it's good that it's the same. Okay, so there's nothing wrong with classifying and treating different groups differently. Okay. All right, good to know. We'll keep that in mind in the future, Littman. Discrimination becomes evil, unconstitutional, when it's directed at a subset of people based on race, religion, or some other immutable and court-protected characteristic. That's a non-starter with vaccine passports, and the rules would apply equally to all. So this is his discretion, I guess, as he says, discrimination good when it's based on whether or not you serve the system, right? Whether you unquestionably kowtow to whatever their insane dictates are or not, that's good discrimination. Bad discrimination is anything based on race, religion, or some other immutable and court protected characteristic. Now, we know through our experience being thinking human beings in the modern age that those characteristics only matter if they are not being male, if they're not being white, if they're not being cisgendered, right? Then those are immutable aspects. Those are races. Being Christian, that's a religion that you can discriminate against, that you can separate and treat worse, that you can explicitly make laws to target for negative consequences, right? And we're just trying to get a hand on old Littman and his ideology and his philosophy. More unhelpful objections arise from the tinfoil hat crowd who see vaccinations as some form of government conspiracy. It's about destroying your ability to resist. It's about destroying your ability to stand up against whatever they want to put forward, whether it's vaccine passports now. I was going to come up with another example, but I can't. This is it. It's the mark of the beast. This is the end times, and Harry Littman deserves something.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together.
I gotta watch myself today. Just remember, it's April Fool's Day. So if I accidentally let it slip that... Good Lord. Don't do it. All right, the crew's telling me not to do it. I won't do it. Peace. Peace and love. Peace and love. Not not warfare, not killing your enemies. That's bad. Killing your enemies is bad. Saving your country is bad. Okay, all right. Not going to do it. Not going to say it. Okay, I'm going to go out to the phone calls before I get in trouble. A lot of people calling in about this Biden plan. Let's go to Chris in Pennsylvania. Help me out here, Chris. I'm struggling with words to describe my feelings right now that are good words to air over a broadcast. Thanks for calling in, Chris. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How you doing, man? I have two things. I had a suggestion and then also my feelings about this. I think, honestly, it's just, you know, everybody's being played. Everybody that voted for Biden got played. And I'm pretty sure they know they got played, but they're too proud to admit it.
Mm.
And now, you know, now we're here. You know what I mean? And
right.
He's just gutting the country out. I mean, you know, in Pennsylvania, a lot of blue blood and red blooded Americans, you know, from both sides of the spectrum that just want the country to grow and prosper. Right.
Right.
And he's just taking jobs away. You know what I mean? I mean, look at Ford and look at AT&T. They're leaving. I mean, both of those companies are left leaning. So kind of like Alex, Alex used to say about the middle class is the ones that'll get hurt the most, the middle and the lower class that vote these Democrats in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
It blows my mind, man. It blows my mind. And I did have a suggestion. So I know you were talking about the border crisis earlier today. You know, I'm a Puerto Rican. You know, my family's Puerto Rican. I was conservative for my grandfather, fought in World War II, extremely conservative. But he had a lot of broken English and only knew a lot of Spanish. So I showed him InfoWars the other day with Alex, but he couldn't understand much.
Mm.
And a lot of Hispanics on the phone line can attest to this, that we, you know, the Hispanics only have, you know, Univision, WAPA, you know, Telemundo, which is super left propaganda, like super
right.
left. And if there could be an outlet here, like maybe an hour of a Spanish-speaking host on some line that can help the immigrants coming in and that can help Hispanics around the country to wake up, I mean, I think that would be awesome. But what Biden's doing, man, is ridiculously horrible. I just wanted to say those two things. I appreciate you, Harrison.
Oh, thanks for the call, Chris. That's an interesting idea, actually, because, you know that a lot of Hispanic, you know, culturally, they are super conservative, like way more conservative than the American left liberals and stuff. I mean, you know, the Catholicism, the, you know, family structure is all very conservative. And there's really not an outlet where they can get the news that's not Telemundo or Univision, which are as far left as any other, you know, English speaking mainstream news. So that's an interesting idea. You know, there's a outlet in Brazil, which obviously it's not Spanish speaking, but, you know, South America, that was actually so inspired by InfoWars, inspired by Alex. They started doing the same thing in Brazil, thinking, hey, we need an InfoWars for Brazil. I can't remember exactly what they called it, but they were very instrumental in getting Bolsonaro elected. And they met us at CPAC and were like, oh, my God, you know, we'd love to meet Alex. Like we did what he said. You know, we took the lessons that he, you know, had to learn. Building this media empire, and they said we can do that in Brazil, and they went and they did, and they created it, and it has had major impacts in Brazil and is flourishing right now. So I think there's absolutely a market for that, and a would be a very good use to, you know, show the massive number of conservative Hispanic people in America, like your values are being undermined, you know, by people that are claiming to, you know, work on your behalf. And yet are completely destroying any concept of, you know, Christianity, gender roles, right? Like any of these things that typically the Hispanic community is very strongly conservative in. I think that's a great idea. Let's go now to Jimmy in the People's Republic of New Yorkistan. Thanks for calling in, Jimmy. You got your vaccine passport yet?
Hey, Harrison. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. Welcome.
So I'm just concerned. I'm worried that what's going to be the tipping point? When is everybody going to wake up and realize that these people are selling our country down the river? I mean, how far does it have to go? Is Biden going to spend another $10 trillion before he collapses our economy? I feel like people, we're in New York, you're looked at like you're crazy for right. thinking like this. But, you know, when are people going to wake up? When is it going to be enough?
You know, it's a great question. What could Biden announce? What could the Democrats come out with that would be resisted? That people would actually go, well, hold on, this is too much. I mean, vaccine passports, that doesn't wake you up. Trillions and trillions of dollars being spent and funneled to, you know, but based on race, or, you know, racial reparations being passed, the homeless situation in a lot of these big cities that, you know, wasn't there a year ago is suddenly a major problem costing, you know, billions of dollars. The COVID relief bill that cost the average American taxpayer almost $6,000 and gave them $1,400 back. I mean, what could they do? What could they come out with? What could they demand of the American people that would make them say, you know, enough is enough? I don't think there is anything. I think people are completely controlled at this point. I think it's I think we've gone too far. I don't know if there is, you know, any going back. I think they can do whatever the hell they want at this point. I think that's what they're proving essentially at this point. They can do whatever the hell they want as long as they call opposition to it racist. They'll be allowed to do it. They'll carry out their plans, and that'll be that. And, you know, I've said for years, like, there is never going to be a collapse. There is not going to be a collapse. And I think people kind of get that now because we've seen how far things have gone. People used to think, well, one day they'll go too far and fighting will break out and there will be a big civil war. There'll be a collapse. The economy will collapse and everybody, it'll be a Great Depression. There'll be rioting in the streets and the electric grid will fail and blah, blah, blah. There's not going to be a collapse. North Korea hasn't collapsed in 50 years with the entire world arrayed against it trying to destroy it. It hasn't collapsed because they have total control over their population. South Africa hasn't collapsed. Their you know, rape rates are the highest in the world. Their murder rates are the highest in the world. Their economy is completely collapsing. There's a genocide going on of the workers in South Africa, the white farm workers being just brutally slaughtered on a daily basis. It's not even reported about. They haven't collapsed. They haven't gone down. This can perpetuate forever. It just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. It's just, you know, soon you won't be able to afford things to buy a house. Soon you'll be renting everything. Soon, you know, you won't be able to even have time to go out and hang out with your friends. I mean, your life will just slowly be constricted and more constricted until it's completely gone. I mean, just look at the infrastructure bill that I just, you know, explained bare minimum of. The vast majority of the money is going towards projects with the sole intent and purpose of expanding the basically socialist propaganda of the Democrats. It goes towards like community organizing. It goes towards what were they called? Climate Corps? The Climate Corps? What are they going to do? Go out and fight carbon? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's propaganda. It's about indoctrination. So what they're doing is taxing the American people trillions of dollars and pouring that money directly into programs that will make it easier in the future for them to tax more money from you and put it into more programs. It's a cyclical, never-ending feedback loop of corruption and parasitism. That's all it is. It's literally just the parasites have control of the host body and they're taking it for everything that it's worth. So there's not going to be a collapse. You know, what will be too far? It already is too far and nothing's stopping it.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads to not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're in the bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
A lot of people calling in about this Biden spending plan. We'll get to your calls in just a second. This topic I want to cover very quickly is related to that. Only 4,300 people tuned in to watch Joe Biden speak on his $2.25 trillion infrastructure bill that spends only $157 billion on roads, bridges, and airports, things you would typically understand as infrastructure. They have a new term. They're calling it human infrastructure, which means taking your money and giving it to their friends. So only 4,300 people tuned in to actually watch that live on YouTube as he was discussing this monumental bill. And perhaps that is related to this. YouTube panics as Americans dislike Biden videos, so it takes a drastic step. That is, YouTube announced Tuesday they're experimenting with removing the dislike count on posts. The company said that thanks to creator feedback, they're going to stop showing the count of dislikes on each video. The Gateway Pundit wondered if the move had something to do with President Biden's lack of popularity. The blog previously reported that YouTube, which is owned by Google, appeared to have altered the dislike counts on White House videos. A Biden video had been disliked 10,000 times at 3:11 p.m., but only had 3,000 dislikes at 7 p.m. So they're removing dislikes by the thousands to make Biden look more popular than he is. But, of course, they justify this by saying, well, the dislikes were spam. It was spam dislikes. See, they get to decide whether your views are valid, and if they don't agree with your views, then you're spam. You're illegitimate, and you'll be removed. So now it looks like they're removing dislikes on videos entirely because it would be too suspicious to just remove them from Joe Biden's videos. Meanwhile, Google pledges nearly $30 million to fight online misinformation. So in other words, Google now pouring more millions of dollars. This comes on top of, I think, $1 billion that they're pouring into news to fight misinformation. Facebook earlier this year pledged something like $1 billion to, quote, fight extremism and misinformation. So they're solidifying their grasp over the discourse and ability to speak freely in America. And they're doing this with cooperation from the United States government. The New York Times, meanwhile, commissions a research from Extreme Left Media Matters Group. The New York Times article entitled "Why Transgender Girls Are Suddenly the GOP's New Target" uses Media Matters reporting to back up its claims. This is, I mean, Media Matters is one of the worst organizations for so-called journalism out there. But they're the approved, they're the establishment narrative peddlers, so they get a complete authority in whatever they choose to discuss. Their views will not just be aired, they'll be unquestionable. Only dissenting voices will be removed by tech giants. And here's just a list of this just censorship for the last day or so. Twitter censors coronavirus advisor and renowned epidemiologist Martin Koldoff. Twitter censored a Harvard professor of medicine, Martin Koldoff, a member of the COVID-19 vaccine safety subgroup that advises the CDC, FIH, and FDA, because he challenged the notion that children and young people require COVID-19 vaccinations. So again, it's not the experts, it's not the doctors, it's not the people with firsthand experience that get to speak. The people that get to speak are whoever push the narrative. Again, it's very simple how this works. Peter Rowan on Twitter reports Facebook group called COVID-19 Vaccine Side Effects with over 70,000 members just disappeared overnight. Almost everyone on it had either taken a vaccine or a relative who had. The question is, why would Facebook silence these people? What's happening that they don't want you to hear? In other words, again, people with personal experience and personal statements to make about this and their, you know, lived experience that they went through, they will be silenced in favor of some sort of nameless, faceless authority that dictates what is and is not acceptable online. Similar here, Jeremy on Twitter writes, Twitter will not let me link a tweet to a link to a report written by myself and Whitney Webb, which discusses Google's financial investments in the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, among other things. All primary sources, of course. Well, of course, they're primary sources. Of course, you can go and actually get the facts and try to put out the legitimate, confirmed, unquestionable facts on social media, and it'll be blocked because it doesn't conform to the narrative, because the narrative is a lie. So if you try to put out truth that counteracts the lie, they'll ban that as misinformation. Not that complicated. And perhaps, you know, an expansion of the egregious policy that they've enacted with Alex Jones and others. Facebook bans Trump's interview with Laura Trump, saying they do not allow the voice of President Trump on their platform. Facebook will no longer allow, quote, the voice of President Trump to be heard on its platform after it banned President Donald Trump's interview with his own daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, earlier this morning. So the big tech platform declared that any video or audio file in the voice of President Trump is not currently allowed on our platforms, including new posts with President Trump speaking, and declared that such videos will be removed if posted, resulting in additional limitations on accounts that posted it. So not even his voice is allowed to be heard, not his face is allowed to be seen. He has been depersoned from one of the largest social media and internet platforms in the world because they can do that because they're God, because you treat them like that. America First commentator Jaden McNeil has been banned from Twitter, and Nick Fuentes has been suspended, this following a media blitz in which the SPLC coordinated with their stooges in the mainstream media to write article after article demanding that people they hate not be allowed to speak up in their own defense or be allowed to express their ideas. See, the SPLC, They're also gods. See, they are unquestionable. They cannot be, they can't be questioned. They can't be countermanded. They can't have anybody criticizing what they believe in, or else you get deleted. SPLC, a private coalition funded by billionaires with more or less the sole intent and purpose of declaring other Americans as dangerous terrorists for not agreeing with them. And they just get to decide. They coordinate with it's a three-step operation. The first is the decision by the SPLC, privately funded. Their interests are their own, but they get to decide. Then they go to the media. The media manufactures the consent in the eyes of the public, and then that gives the justification for big tech to delete them. It's nothing but tyrannical top-down censorship, just with one step removed, in order to create the appearance of, again, manufactured consent of this. Gab, meanwhile, announces totally rebuilt social network, including marketplace, video calls, and a payment system. Andrew Torba announced on Tuesday the free speech social network would be rebuilt from the ground up, including all of these features. So that's very good to see that Gab is continuing to grow as a consequence or in the face of all of this censorship. And the Texas GOP chairman, Alan West, has joined Gab now after the Texas GOP party took their account down. Because remember, Greg Abbott did a big big statement where he was not going to allow big tech censorship. Not in Texas. No, sir. And then a week later, he came out saying Gab was anti-Semitic and shouldn't be allowed to operate in Texas. Completely ridiculous. People pointed out, well, the Texas GOP has a Gab account, so are you anti-Semitic? So they deleted the Gab account. By the way, Amazon uses sophisticated social media disinformation campaign to attack labor advocates and promote Jeff Bezos. Tech giant Amazon has been recruiting social media trolls to plant disinformation on social media in a sophisticated campaign that denigrate labor advocates and promoted globalist oligarch Jeff Bezos. The program, nicknamed or codenamed Veritas by Amazon brass, right? Veritas, meaning truth in Latin, meaning this is literally the ministry of truth. They're spreading disinformation and lies. It's just incredible, isn't it? It was started in 2018, but became particularly influential during a recent labor dispute in Alabama. Amazon was using disinformation from the troll campaign to crush a unionization attempt in the state. So as we see the merger of big tech and government, their operations internally is exactly the same as their operations externally. They use exactly the same tactics to carry out exactly the same goals. Prevent unity, prevent resistance to their dictates, dehumanize and denigrate their loyal followers, because those loyal followers will have their lives destroyed if they don't capitulate to you. It's the same tactic they use over and over. Here's a perfect example of it. Former DOJ antitrust official leaves the federal swamp and is immediately hired by Facebook. Former Department of Justice official tasked with handling antitrust matters in Washington, D.C., has joined Facebook shortly after leaving his federal post. So there you go. The people in the government charged with keeping a lid on and preventing monopolies like Facebook and Twitter from abusing their monopolies in a antitrust fashion doesn't do his job while he's in government. So he's rewarded with a job with that monopoly when he gets out. And it's all one big scam that will kill us all, literally.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and ban that video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. American Journal's second hour has begun. We'll go directly out to your phone calls. Let's go to Crooks Music in Canada, who has a comment about the vaccine. Thanks for calling in, Crooks Music. You're on the air.
How's it going? First time caller. I've been listening to you guys probably since the lockdown started around a year ago in Canada. Still going on here. They're about to lock us back down.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to thank you guys. You're waking people up. Before this, I was never really political, and just listening to you guys talk over the last year has been really eye-opening. It's helped me be able to reach out and, you know, wake other people up, so appreciate that, man.
That's awesome to hear. I want to know a little bit more about this. How did you first discover us?
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan,
I'm a
okay.
big Joe Rogan guy. Yeah, yeah. Man, he's, I've been listening to him for a while, and I saw Alex Jones on there, and just all the stuff he was saying, started researching it and realized that, you know, out of all the broadcasting out there, you guys are probably the most truthful and on cue with what's going on.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's so good to know that we're getting, you know, new listeners all the time. What was something that was there something before you saw Alex Jones that, like, were you questioning things already and then Alex Jones sort of started making things make more sense, or were you sort of like completely flabbergasted when you saw Alex Jones and had to try to confirm it for yourself? Like, what was that process like?
Yeah, I never really paid attention to anything that went on. My grandma, she was built guns during World War II. My grandpa fought in World War II. I was always brought up kind of in that environment to just kind of question, not always just bow down to the system. Right. And as I saw the lockdowns and the rights being taken away from the people, I just kind of said, like, what's going on? I'm not a doctor. I don't know what's going on with Corona. So in the beginning, I was a little scared too. And as I watched the progressive lockdowns and rights being taken away from the people, it was just very eye-opening to the point where I was like, I got to see what's going on out here, man.
Wow, that's so great to hear, man. I really do appreciate that. I appreciate your call and your support and helping to spread the word and hopefully, you know, getting some answers to when you look around and just go, what the hell's going on here? Hopefully you can come to InfoWars and in some way we can try to connect the dots and let you know that no, it's not all an accident. These aren't all like decent people just trying to do their best. And oh, we have to make cuts here. Well, we have to limit freedoms here, but oh, we hate to do it, but it's totally necessary. And no, it's all a complete plan. It's all completely pre-planned, completely fabricated from thin air, with an intended purpose that we're seeing roll out in front of us right now. And it really is good to know that, you know, it's not just us trying to, preach into the choir or something. Like, we're actually making a difference, and new people are being woken up every day. So, man, that is very, very good to hear. And I thank you so much for the call, Crooks Music. Let's go to William in Florida, who wants to talk about vaccines as well. Thanks for calling in, William. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Just want to say I'm glad I got through. Today's actually my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, so I the X2 is a life changer for me. Earlier, probably about 5 years ago, I just had so much trouble thinking. You know, cleaned everything up, took it every day, and my brain's back. Thank you.
Wow.
So I got a quick list here. I don't want to take too much time, but I just want to tell people, you know, spend this cash now on tangible and basic survival while you can. You know, I think hyperinflation and scarcity is coming. You know, the next topic is, you know, we should flip the script on government laws. You know, they don't follow, we don't follow. Another thing that's happening in Florida specific is they're talking about a million-man massless march in Fort Lauderdale. Okay. I love the idea, but I'm a little wary because it smells like a perfect false flag opportunity. Mm. You know, remember Parkland happened in Fort Lauderdale as well, and Florida's a gun state. So that would be a perfect example of a false flag. So be wary of that. Be careful. Mm. Regarding DeSantis, you know, I like DeSantis. I was disappointed he signaled taking the vaccine on camera.
Right.
Talking about, you know, I think if he was following science, he would stop suffocating kids in schools and teachers and stop the vaccine genocide personally.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Then, you know, I like DeSantis too, but a lot of the stuff he's done, you know, he's not 100% that guy, but he's better than 99% of what we have. So we'll take it. Hey, well, I'm going to hold you over, William, since it's your birthday and you deserve it.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny. And for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
To keep my hands by myself. This song is by a band called Portugal the Man. And I thought I'd use it because in their music video, they actually burn an InfoWars newspaper. Doesn't mean I can't enjoy their music. It's a good song. They can hate us if they want. They're dumb. People can be dumb if they want. They can be dumb and wrong all they want. I'll still enjoy their music. It's a good song. It's a good song. Bunch of idiots made. All right. We got a real April Fool on the line. We got William in Florida born today. So I thought I'd... there it is. There's them burning the InfoWars flag. Just good loving liberals there. It's okay. Dumb people make great music. That's just a fact of the matter, okay? William in Florida, it's his birthday today, so I thought I'd take a rare opportunity to violate the rules that I myself laid down today and to do this as quickly as possible. Let's go to William in Florida. You were saying something there as we ran into the break.
Yeah, just I was talking about Florida and DeSantis. I just had two more things. You know, in quantum physics, only observed things exist. So, you know, let's stop observing these people, disconnect from mainstream media, and connect with real humans. Mm. Do it as much as you can. Get through to people. And then the last thing is, I'm in the tech industry, but I'm a very hands-on, physical kind of person. You know, patriots, we need to get in our workshops and start developing tech to combat the new world order. You know, necessity is a mother of invention. You know, they have tech over us. You know, we need to get up to speed. We're way behind.
I completely agree. Very good thoughts, William, and a very happy birthday to you, my friend. You know, good luck there in Florida. At least you're open. I think a million maskless march or, you know, whatever it was called in Fort Lauderdale. I think that's a great idea. Look at what's been happening in Europe. They've been having protests, anti-mask protests, massive ones all across Europe. And it's exposing the brutality of the governments as they crack down on it. It's having an effect. You know, Germany was going to do extreme lockdowns over Easter weekend. Totally not an anti-Christian policy. No, we'll just isolate the Christian holidays and lock down during those. Not allow people to get together and celebrate during the Christian holidays. But it's totally normal, totally not anti-Christian. But they had to stop. They had to reverse that order because of the protests, because of the backlash. It really had an effect. So we need to see that here in America. Instead, We are literally seeing people protest the relaxation of mask mandates. We had people gathering around the Texas Capitol demanding that they be mandated to wear masks. It's pathetic, absolutely pathetic to see. We're being out-freedomed by Europe, and it's unacceptable. Let's go now to Johnny in Denmark. Johnny in Denmark has a comment about Joe Biden and this spending plan, the human infrastructure spending plan, wealth distribution reparations scheme. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. You're on the air.
Yeah, just had three quick points. The first is, quite obviously, the so-called Biden spending plan is a tragicomical misnomer. Because, you know, Biden doesn't really decide anything, as you know, and as
right.
I know, the vast majority of InfoWars viewers and listeners knows. It kind of reminds me of the original Star Trek series episode Patterns of Force, you know, where, I don't know if you remember it, where Kirk beams down to a planet where there's this puppet who kind of looks like Biden, and he actually takes power and just, you know, reels off statements with not much meaning in a Nazi uniform. The second thing is, the good news is, as, for example, even now decades-long hardcore esoteric realist Stuart Rhodes repeatedly emphasized in both of the post-American Journal InfoWars shows yesterday, the NWO is moving far too fast for itself, as with its previous hoplophobic gun-seizing attempts under Obama. Remember, the devil ultimately works for God. And likewise with Obama and David Hogg, who basically are the involuntary de facto salesmen of the year, decade, century, and maybe lifetime for the NRA. Third thing is, not that a lot of listeners here would need it, but some anti-hoplophobic references for them. One, I took a look. There's a site called Think About Now, and in 2016, Carlos Morales published article saying a study finds guns stop crime 2.5 million times each year.
Yeah. I mean, to me, the question, and it's great points, Johnny. To me, it's like, you know, I was explaining yesterday with the Texas nationalist leader, David Miller, where it's like, do we really have to keep doing this? Do we really have to keep explaining the stats about guns, that guns save more lives than they kill, that assault rifles aren't responsible for the mass majority of lives lost, that the vast majority of gun deaths are suicide, that gun laws aren't followed by criminal. Like, do we have to do this every year, twice a year, three times a year? We have to face, you know, people coming at us trying to take our rights, and we have to fend them off and fend them off and fend them off. Do we have to beg the government to defend our own border? Do we have to go school to school and, you know, piecemeal try to prevent our children being taught that their race makes them evil, or being taught, you know, despicable graphic, you know, sex ed when they're still a young child? Do we really have to do this over and over and over? Or can we once and for all just stand up and say, no more, enough of that crap? It's just, it's so exhausting playing defense constantly. I want to go on the offense. I want to stop them from continually trying to destroy our lives and just fending off these attacks one by one by one. It's beyond anything I'm willing to tolerate. I thank you so much for the call, Johnny. Let's go to Sean in Texas, who has a comment about Biden's plan as well. Thanks for calling in. Sean, you're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. I really enjoy your show, and I've been listening to Alex for a very long time, and I could just see everything coming to fruition, which he's talked about, which is quite alarming.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm in San Antonio in a very large school district, and it's sickening to see the indoctrination happening with the students that have to wear the mask and have to, you know, they teach them how to, you know, count their steps before they turn in line. And it's just very hard to watch kids participate in pods. I'm thankful they get to play on the playgrounds now. But it's just disheartening, and it makes me want to get out of here as fast as possible. I'm from West Texas, and
right. And
I thought it would be safe to buy a ranch in, you know, the Southern West, and even now I don't think that area is very safe because of various things. But as far as the passport, we've been doing this passport to to even go to work. We have to show our phone. We have to show a screen, you know, that we're allowed to go in the door. And we've been doing that since September.
Wow.
So I know it's coming. It's already here.
Right.
And the vaccine discrimination is already happening. I, you know, got into heated debates with staff because they want to know, are you taking the vaccine?
Right.
And absolutely not. And then the, you know, oh, you're gross kind of attitude, because you're not going to get the vaccine. And so I try to educate when I can, but it's already, you know, before Biden became president, you could already tell in this school district, in this town, how you had to watch what you said.
Right.
Because you were the minority in this area. And so I like the caller that talked, I think it was yesterday on the Alex Jones show, that talked about that instead of doing the play-by-play and all these protests, we need to protest in groups, coordinating for, like, get a group and go, all of you in a group, not wearing a mask, into a location. Or I wish I could remember everything he talked about, but doing action, getting a group and spreading information, those kind of things to help stand up against this.
Absolutely. Taking the streets, spreading the word. And you know, when you talk about this being done to little kids, like, we have no idea the psychological ramifications of isolating very young children for a year. There are these creepy videos that are supposed to be like nice or sweet or something, where it's like 2 and 3 year old kids, or I guess 2 year old kids, who have like never consciously interacted with another child. And it's like, look, he's meeting another child for the first time. And it's these kids like seeing another child and being like confused by what it is. I mean, this is, it's psychological torture. It's mental destruction. It's just total death on every level. And it sucks to see.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. Then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record.
You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We tried to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Farewell and adieu to you Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to you ladies.
You know, I think we could use a laugh today. I think we could use a little pick-me-up, a little giggle for old time's sake. And luckily, we've got a couple comedians residing in the White House. Isn't that convenient for us? Couple of goofy marionettes controlling the fate of the free world. We can at least laugh at them in the meantime. You can only imagine what Biden's day is like, right? I mean, it's not that hard to understand. He probably, you know, wakes up around noon, trips over a dog, slips in the dog poop, gets bitten by one of them. Finally, they get him ready. They get him in the room. He's sitting there, he's confused. He says, by his own words, every morning I wake up and I ask, where the hell are we? To his wife. Where are we? I'm the what? The what? The president? He gets a call from Obama telling him what his plans are for the day. He gets the briefing. They come in and they say, sir, we're relaunching the war in Syria. We've moved more troops into Afghanistan. We're headed to a standoff with China in Taiwan. We completely bungled and were humiliated during the discussions about it. North Korea has started launching missiles again. Russia is massing on the Ukraine to take over the government that you helped illegally install. So we're pouring more money into that, sir. Here is a spending plan, $4 trillion. We're going to take money from the white people, give it to the black people, but we're going to call it infrastructure spending. We're going to call them racists if they dispute it. We've got massive corporations threatening to bankrupt entire states because they're not going along with their scheme to make voting as insecure as possible. And he's just like, where's Hunter? Am I making money? Where's the money going? And they're just like, sir, just sign here. Just go here. Just read this. When you go to the press conference today, we have a sheet of pre-approved questions. You simply put your finger on the face here and you read this name. And then they're going to ask this question here. And then you say this response right here. You're going to follow this. It's only 10 minutes, sir. It's 10 minutes today that you have to try to not seem like an insane, decrepit old fool. So hopefully you can handle that. And then we'll usher you out. And we'll condemn any media that asks questions that aren't pre-approved and aren't on the list. And then Jen Psaki will say circle back about 15 times, and that'll be it. That'll be the day, right? It's just – so literally what you have – and, like, I'm not even kidding. This is actually what happens. You have unelected spy state bureaucrats that have been there for decades that we – many of them we don't even know their names. Many of them – You know their names if you're in their circle, if you do the research, but they weren't elected. They weren't chosen by anybody, but they're the ones setting policy. They're the ones deciding where money goes and what operations are being carried out. They do that without any instruction from any legitimately elected government official. And they don't even have to ask the elected government officials for money because they have their own alternative income streams by dealing drugs and running guns and doing all sorts of other nefarious operations around the world so they can fill their coffers. They can continue to carry on their black ops overthrows of legitimate governments or undermining of strategic enemies of the United States. And Joe Biden is just there. He may be told about it, maybe not. Certainly not making decisions about it. He's certainly not, forcefully putting forward his agenda. He probably has a few things that he is concerned about, probably his money in the Ukraine, probably his business partners in China. He's probably concerned about those particular personal items, and he wants to make sure that that money is still flowing into his coffers and into the coffers of his family. But outside of that, everything is being done for him. And meanwhile, Kamala Harris is cackling like a jackal and running things along with Barack Obama behind the scenes. It's a very sad situation that we're in. But again, we can laugh at some of it because physically it's hilarious. Let's go to clip number 7 here. This is a nail-biting situation here. It's almost impossible to tell how these things are going to turn out. It's Joe Biden attempting to board a plane. Let's roll clip number 7 now, and we'll narrate. Here he is. It's raining. He's got an umbrella in one hand, a bag in the other. This is ultimate difficulty level. This is three skulls on Halo. Here he goes. Oh my God! He almost went down there. Whoa, we almost had a big spill there, but he made it. He made it, you know. He's the president of the United States, but lifting his foot 6 inches to take a step, that's a risky maneuver. That's a difficult thing for him to handle. Let's watch that again, shall we? Let's have an instant replay of Joe Biden almost completely going down once again on the stairs. Now, this is just cruel, I think. Let the man hold the railing. Somebody else grab his bag, would you please? Here we go. He's about 13 steps up, and here's the – oh, that's the big one. All right. Somebody made the stair 2 inches higher than the previous stairs. That's not his fault. He's got to lift his foot. It's hard. It's raining. He's confused. He's wearing a mask. The mask is covering his eyes. He doesn't know what the hell's going on. So, you know, thank God he got on the plane safely. He can go to sleep. Just go to sleep, Joe. Good night. Good night, Joe. And take a nap. We'll wake you up when it's time for you to read the script again in front of the camera. Truly incredible stuff. So hilarious. Let's go to clip number 3. Here's his ridiculous fake doctor wife completely butchering the Mexican language, the Spanish language, I should say. But the number of things that are hilarious about this clip truly needs to be expanded upon. Let's go to Jill Biden here. At a rally for the Cesar Chavez celebration or something. Here she's standing in front of what appears to be a Aztec rendition of the Nazi flag. The German Imperial Eagle there rendered in Mayan glory. But let's hear Dr. Jill Biden butcher the beautiful Spanish language. Let's play this clip.
So say it with me. Si, se puede. The future is Broadway. Ours. Thank you.
Can we count the number of hilarious things about this clip? First of all, si se puede. Okay. All right. I don't speak Spanish. Si se puede. Si se puede. Okay. You want the soft D with the tongue slightly in between the lips. Se puede. Okay. Si se puede. Si se puede. What did she say it again? Let's play it again.
The future is ours. Thank you. So say it with me. Si se puede.
Si se puede.
The future is ours. Thank you.
All right. So si se puede. That was the rallying cry of Cesar Chavez. It means yes, we can. You know, like this Obama stole it basically for his campaign in 2008. But it doesn't stop there, right? Si se puede is just the first hilarious part about that clip. I love the Nazi Mexican flag in the background. That was beautiful. The zoom out to me is my favorite part. The zoom out where it's like she's like rallying this crowd. She's like, say it with me. Si se puede. And then it's just like 5 to 6 like overweight dudes sitting in chairs, like looking at their phones. It's like the energy is such a mismatch. The crowd size is so pathetic. The background doesn't make any sense. The accent is atrocious. And my favorite part is that Cesar Chavez, while he was a total, like, you know, communist worker, organizer, whatever. Let me read from his Wikipedia. Chavez sought to expand the UFW's influence outside California by opening other branches. He viewed illegal immigrants as a major source of strike breakers, and he pushed a campaign against illegal immigration into the U.S. because he had a brain, because he understood basic logic. And when you're advocating for higher wages of a population, bringing in a bunch of scabs who will do the work for lower wages because they're here under illegal pretenses is not good for the workers. So say it with me, folks. Si se puede.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas.
All right, folks, let's go back out to your phone call, shall we? Let's go to Phil in New York, who has an interesting comment about what's happening with children these days. Thanks for calling in, Phil. You're on the air.
I had a couple points, but at first I wanted to point out another great soldier from the Korean wartime. My grandfather was born on April 1st, so happy birthday, William. I'm surprised at the number of stunned stupidity over masks and censorship when it's only been our mission to warn people for the last 30 years, hey, this is coming. Mm. You might want to get ready. And then the other day, my beautiful stepdaughter said the stupidest thing while me and my mother-in-law were talking about the resurrection of Christ and that coming up, because it is the Easter holiday coming on. And the simple fact that she pointed out, well, I don't believe in any of that crap. Well, I'm sorry. Whether you believe in Christ or not, or you follow his teachings, we live a modern calendar that is A.D. and B.C. It was counting down the time until before Christ, and then after his death, we start the modern calendar of after death.
Yeah.
So it's kind of stupid to say, well, I don't believe in that, when all of our time is completely wrapped around this man's execution by the Romans.
You know, that is literally my number one argument for Christianity, because I find that the more you look at history, the more correct Christianity seems. And of course, AD stands for Anno Dominus, or however you say it in Latin. It means year of our Lord. And so, yeah, it's like, you know, if you could go back in time and hear the claims that Jesus was making, it would make perfect sense for you as a first century, you know, Roman Jew, or whatever you want to call it, there in Israel. You're hearing this guy make all these claims. I'd be a little skeptical, right? He's making some big claims here. He's making some major assertions that require major proof. So I could understand, you know, at the time you hear Jesus say these things, you go, eh, the guy talks a big game. I don't know if I buy it or not. What if you could then fast forward 2,000 years and realize that the very date on the calendar is from this man's birth? I mean, how insane is it that one carpenter's son from Judea, his ideas, his words are of such monumental, revolutionary aspect that the entire world counts their very existence from the moment of his death. Not because he was a great conqueror, not because he, you know, forcibly mandated that everybody do as he say, but actually the opposite. Actually because he allowed himself to be killed. Actually because he didn't fight back when they came for him. All of these things, I mean, it's the most amazing, admirable, incredible event in all of human history. And it's why we, you know, date our very calendar from it. And, you know, so then you go back in time, and if that person from the first century who had their doubts about Jesus' massive claims, if they could see 2,000 years in the future, the power of Christianity, the majesty, the civilizations that have risen strictly because of Christianity, you know, and then they're back in their body in first century, they would kneel. They would say, okay, this guy is fully legit. Everything he's saying is true. 100%. So we have the luxury of having seen all of that played out. So now to doubt the claims that he makes, it makes no sense, because clearly they came to fruition. He was right. What he said was true. Spread of Christianity is absolutely unparalleled in the history of mankind. Not even anywhere close as anything like that ever happened. So, you know, the more you look at history, the more you look at how all of this came about. The fact that, you know, Russia and the Slavic people used the Cyrillic script. I mean, that was St. Cyril. It was a saint. I mean, people literally, like, they went and they created countries. They created cultures. They created ways of writing and, you know, kept histories. I mean, the world would not exist without Jesus Christ and his teachings and what he said. And the most amazing thing to me is that you hear people all the time. In fact, there's a content creator called Atheism is Unstoppable that actually does really great work. I really enjoy his stuff now because he doesn't really talk about religion that much. He talks about a lot of race. He talks about a lot of just current events and debunks a lot of the mainstream media lies. And he's very good. Atheism is Unstoppable. He's a very talented guy, very smart guy. But, you know, he's talking about how dumb Christianity is. And he's like, all we need is the golden rule. Treat others as you want to be treated. And it's like, Oh, you mean the thing Jesus came up with? Oh, you mean the concept that Jesus himself said, if you only remember one thing of my teaching, make it this, treat others as you would like to be treated? Oh, you mean you think Christianity's stupid? You think atheism is unstoppable? That's the way. That's the truth. But you design your entire ideology around a revolutionary concept brought to earth by a man named Jesus of Nazareth. That's what you're saying? Okay, it's just a coincidence then that Jesus of Nazareth was the one that came up with this stuff. And it, you know, it's amazing. You'll go to like Wikipedia or whatever, and if you search, you know, treat others as you would like to be treated, it's like, well, Jesus is credited with coming up with this. It was actually, it can be found in many older texts, and they're all like, you know, not that, right? They're all a little bit different than treat others as you would like to be treated. It's like, treat others in fairness, if you wish them to respond in such a way. And it's like, well, that doesn't mean the same thing at all. Treat others as you would like to be treated means treat others as you would like to be treated, not how they deserve, not how, you know, not how they've shown that they treat you, so you treat them back in the same way. And even that people don't understand. Like, I've had conversations with irreligious friends, I should say, who are like, well, if they say treat others as you'd like to be treated, don't you think you should try to forcibly convert Muslims, or, you know, something just stupid? It's like, no, treat others as you would like to be treated means I don't want someone else's religion forced on me, so I don't force my religion on other people. It's like such a simple concept, and yet it seems so complicated to people. I'm sorry, I've gone off on a little bit of a rant here, but I just love that Phil in New York, like, it's, you know, synchronicity of the mind. I guess, you know, great minds think alike, Phil, and it's amazing that you and I come up with exactly the same argument, basically, which is the argument of history, which is, look at what started with Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he wasn't powerful, he wasn't rich, he wasn't well-respected from birth, he wasn't, you know, privileged, he wasn't a conqueror, he wasn't an authority, he wasn't highly educated, but what he was preaching was revolutionary. Same thing with, like, and again, because we've had the privilege of growing up and of being raised and of being, you know, indoctrinated in a world, whether you like it or not, completely founded on the tenets of Christianity, we take some of these things for granted. But, you know, they say, like, oh, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. All right, well, that was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, you know, the old law was eye for an eye. The new law is turn the other cheek, right? He came in, I like the way my friend, he's a stand-up comedian, puts it. He's like, you know why the Romans didn't like Christ, or why the Jews didn't like Christ? It'd be like if I went into a DMV and said, nobody needs driver's licenses anymore. I'm in charge now, and I declare nobody needs licenses. They're all like, what the hell? You can't just be some guy, and you can't just come in and declare that the old laws are out and you're going to come up with a new law. You can't just do that. But that's what Jesus did. He just came in and he said, here's the old way. I'm telling you that's over. Here's the new way. And the new way was of such profound righteousness that it created the modern world. And now we just think of that as a natural concept. But it never was. Because here's the reality of the situation. Eye for an eye is an advancement over human nature. Because if you cut my eye out, you think I'm just going to be okay with cutting your, I'll kill your whole family, right? That's human nature. Human nature says, you cut my out, cut my eye out, I kill your whole family. One step up from that is, whoa, let's keep it even here. He cuts your eye out, you cut his eye out. Simple, that's fair. That was a necessary step to lay the groundwork for the truly enlightening, superseding reality of righteousness, which is, they cut your eye out, you turn the other cheek, and you say, why don't you take the other eye? Because my body is not me, I am my soul, and you're not going to destroy my soul by forcing me into some sort of revenge. Incredible, isn't it?
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date,
Super Male Vitality,
specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses,
and it contains no synthetic chemicals
and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media, they control big pharma, they control academia, they control the military, industrial complex, they control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks. I've been failing you. I haven't been getting to enough calls. And I certainly haven't told you about the new sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm going to rectify both of those ghastly mistakes here in this segment. And in the next segment, I'll be joined by Gerald Celente. We'll take your calls as well. We'll get back to discussing this complete sham of a so-called infrastructure bill. Completely outrageous. And I'm excited to hear what Gerald Celente has to say about that. But first, let me tell you the mega sale we had going on. It's over. You missed it. If you were taking your sweet time, it's too late. It's too late. You can't take advantage of that. That's the bad news. The good news, there's a new sale. It's called Boost Your Natural Systems with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's back in stock with 40% off. If you're a regular listener to this show, you know that Vitamin Mineral Fusion powder is probably the number one product recommended by our callers. The number one product that they say they use every single day to get all of the multivitamin, essential vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids, everything they need to start their day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Some people put it in smoothies. Some people put it in a cool, clear glass of filtered water. Some people put it in their coffee, and I don't understand that, but I just report the facts here, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what people do. They put it in their coffee in the morning, and it gives them that extra kick with their caffeine supercharged by their Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And hey, if that's what you're into, I don't judge. Do what you want, man. That's awesome. As long as you're doing it with InfoWarsStore.com. So right now, if you want to join the legions of Info Warriors out there in America who are getting their multivitamin supplements every single day from Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all you got to do is go to InfoWarsStore.com, and it's 40% off. It contains vitamin C, D, E, and B12. It contains calcium, magnesium, selenium, zinc, CoQ10, in fact, and many other vital nutrients, all in one delicious fruit flavor. So you can make yourself a nice, cool glass for breakfast and be set for the rest of the day. It's Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and it's on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only is it a great purchase, but you help keep us on the air and fighting back against this overwhelming and yet rising tide of misinformation, disinformation, censorship, corporate tyranny, and technocratic governmental totalitarianism. It's all of that. It's the world. It's the biggest corporations. It's the biggest tech companies. It's the biggest media companies, the biggest governments, the largest NGOs, the largest supranational organizations like the UN. It's all of those massive, seemingly insurmountable opponents, and then it's us, and then it's InfoWars. It's our humble little warship, full steam ahead towards their daunting armada. But luckily, we have at our backs the support of the true force in the universe, which is the American people and the earthly people around the world who despise tyranny, love freedom, hate division, love unity, hate hate, love love. And together we will and have and will continue to defeat the evil empire. It's really inspiring, and it's only possible by you going to InfoWarsStore.com. With that, we go out to the phone calls. Rapid fire this time. Let's go to Diane in Colorado, who wants to talk about illegal immigration. Thank you for calling in. Diane, you are on the air.
Yeah, Harrison. I called my representative, Lauren Berbert's constituent office, about there being, you know, getting help with the late stimulus, because I haven't received mine as I had the others. And I was telling the lady that was watching the McAllen Texas thing that Owen is covering and where these people are going and getting $2,500. And she says, oh, yes, they're going to the Colorado Springs Lutheran Charity. So Lauren Boebert's office or people of the representatives in the House of Representatives, people know. So I don't know, as Owens proceeds with his, you know, work on uncovering the stuff going on in McAllen. I mean, I believe the representatives, some people do know in the government, and this is what's astounding. And that's what I wanted to call about, is if they know about it and it's illegal, and it's an invasion, and they're coming into your state via the airports. Probably they're probably going from McAllen to the Colorado Springs Airport or the Denver. So I'm just letting you guys know that someone, as he investigates, maybe they can check into who really does know. I can't imagine that no one in Congress or Senate doesn't know that it's all being orchestrated.
Oh, they know. Yeah, they're perfectly aware, and they're making out like bandits with it. I mean, just the infrastructure that they're building alone. I mean, you can't do this without people knowing. There are tent cities being built. There are billions of dollars. This is a multi-billion-dollar industry that has cropped up of human smuggling, a continuous chain of human smuggling. Of people, you know, sending them everywhere. I mean, I covered the story kicking kids out of foster care in Washington State because that organization decided it was more profitable for them to serve the illegal immigrants than the American children that don't have parents. So, yeah, it's happening all over the country. And I hate to say it, churches are a big part of this. A lot of the people providing room for the illegal aliens, providing money to get them legal help, helping them to come into our country are a lot of churches. So I think that's fairly unacceptable. I don't think you know, I don't think these churches know what they're doing. I think they think they're actually helping, like, unfortunate people. Like, they think they're fulfilling their role as a church and, like, helping the unfortunate and showing charity. When in reality, they're being completely taken advantage of by human smugglers, by the evilest of the evil, are using the goodness of the church to carry out their nefarious plans. So the churches in this case are complicit in it, whether their intentions are good or not. It's something that should not be be going on, because they're not helping the unfortunate. They're complicit in a continual pipeline of human suffering. Very sad. Let's go now to Terry in Minnesota. He says, everybody is falling into line. Thank you for calling in, Terry. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Congratulations on your son, correct?
Thank you. Yes. Very happy.
Right on. I have four kids, two girls, two boys. They're all grown up. I'm an old guy, but for the last 5.5 months, I've been traveling the country everywhere, filming everything. And just real quick, the one thing that blew me away when I was on top of Silver Ski Area about 3-4 weeks ago, I was on top of the mountain, and some guy had overheard me talking to my son, and he gets off the chairlift, and he said, well, what's some of the wildest things that you filmed over the last 4 or 5 months? And I said, well, Georgia Guidestones, probably, CNN headquarters, and Bohemian Grove. He goes, oh, why was Bohemian Grove so wild? And I said, well, when I got there, I felt like I was in an Alfred Hitchcock movie, because it was such a weird location in behind an alley in a small town with an old growth redwood forest. And that's all I said. He said, well, geez, I'm a member of the Bohemian Grove. And he just about crapped my pants. And was happy that I didn't say anything more. And then my son noticed that he had a very bizarre smile and everything. But anyway, to get off that stuff, that was just incredible. I'm back in Minnesota, and I thought Minnesota would have cleaned up their act a little bit or gotten their act together or whatever. And it's crazier now than it ever has been.
Yeah.
People are wearing masks outside, inside, everywhere. I don't wear a mask. I'll go into stores without a mask. And so far, so good. No one said anything to me. But everybody else is wearing masks.
It's the same here in Texas. Everybody is wearing a mask all the time. Makes me feel like a superhero. I feel freaking awesome. I walk around grocery stores not wearing a mask, just looking everybody in the eye, daring them to say something. Nobody says anything. It makes me feel good, and I like it. Yeah, it's weird about the Bohemian Grove, man. Just reminds you that they are everywhere. The globalists have infiltrated, and their agents are ubiquitous. It's terrifying stuff. Let's go now to Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, we're running up against a break here, so you got 1 minute, but I got to get you on. Thanks for calling in, Jefferson. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
Not to be a naysayer or anything, but I think people holding out hope, like Roger Stone, for the midterm elections changing anything is kind of hopium.
I don't know, Jefferson. What if we get more establishment Republicans? Won't they fight for us?
Right, but I mean, the thought is that somehow we're going to pass legislation that changes what the Biden-Harris administration has done in 2 years, and I don't think people realize we're not going to get a supermajority that would allow us to override vetoes.
Right.
So Biden can veto everything we try to change. The only real hope is for, like, us to be the heads of intelligence committees and stuff like that and do investigations, but the deep state doesn't reveal what they don't want to reveal to even to Congress.
Right.
So having an investigation, and the DOJ isn't going to change.
The deep state, we had a chance to get rid of the deep state with Donald Trump. They doubled down. Frankly, they defeated him. He tried to drain the swamp. They drained him instead. Now they have complete control. And, yeah, I was being sarcastic earlier. I mean, if the establishment Republicans had a backbone between them to share, maybe we could have done something. But it's over.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com, and follow that link. You get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com. The revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now. Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.